Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Of course, the big news in state politics was last week. Preet Bharara and New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in separate press conferences, and the issue of bid rigging, pay-to-play among close aides to former aides now, of course, Governor Andrew Cuomo, Todd Howe, Joseph Percoco, and the top head of SUNY Polytechnic, Elaine Calleros, including a developer tied to him, Joseph Nicola, going to be in Albany Court this morning. Elaine Calleros, of course, in court last week. You've got a column this morning, the headline, Bribe, Woe, Red Flag.
Yeah, the governor last week said that despite all these associates of his getting arrested and people very close to him, some of them, that he didn't know about the criminal activity taking place within his administration. But others are saying that even if it's true, there were enough warning signs that could have brought the matter to light before the investigations began. You had Prococo, on his filing, showed that his wife had a job with a company that ended up having state business. You had Prococo becoming a private consultant for companies with state business, even while being the governor's campaign manager. There was all sorts of things. There were media reports about potential bid rigging in Buffalo, and the governor really didn't do anything about any of this until it became clear the feds were heavily involved in an investigation, and then he hired someone to do an internal review.
And as you pointed out in a recent column, the governor in the beginning of his campaign stood on the Tweed Courthouse and said he would clean up Albany.
Yeah, enough is enough, he proclaimed back in 2010. He was the attorney general at the time and said they were going to clean up, but obviously he's failed on that.
Well, could he unfail? Andy Tai's poll, Pay to Ethics. That's also one of your items today.
Yeah, the timing of this was quite interesting. The governor is saying now that he would not support a legislative pay increase, which is being considered by a commission, unless the legislature comes back and does more ethics reform, more substantial ethics reform. The timing of it, of course, raises eyebrows, given that it's a couple of days after these arrests and calls for changes to be made. And this is the same governor who, in June, when they passed an ethics package, praised it when people said it didn't go far enough.
As you go forward, and the governor looks like he would run for re-election, how does this play into all that?
I think it's too soon. It certainly doesn't help him. It depends what happens now, if there's a trial of these people, what comes out at those trials, whether or not more information comes out about the governor, what he knew, didn't know. But certainly the Republicans and potentially a Democratic primary candidate would try to use this against him.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Be well.